Over 10 years ago, I would hear this every week on public radio.
I'm Nguyễn Quý Đức, host of Pacific Time, a weekly program that reports on the connections between Asia and America.
Nguyễn Quý Đức is still being hostly, and really on Asian time, he's in Hanoi, Vietnam. Things have changed. The moody lighting, for one, is more atmospheric than any fluorescent radio studio. The art on the walls, more provocative. The cocktails, strong. Duke is grayer, stubbled, and wears an air of dishevelment, like an artist's statement.
I fell in love with Hanoi in 1989 when I first came here. But to think that I would run a bar and a gallery would not be nowhere in my mind at all.
Actually, many bars.
You know, I've opened many bars here. I mean, it's the same bar, but I keep having to move because I lose the leads here. People raise the rent so much.
This is Sandeep Roy in a bar called Tadioto in Hanoi. Like Duke, I too returned from California to my homeland, India, a reverse migration of sorts. But unlike me, Duke went to what was familiar yet unfamiliar.
So I grew up in the south and was born in Dalat and grew up in central Vietnam during the war. So Hanoi was this distant place where the enemy lived.
The enemy imprisoned his father during the war. Despite that, I can see the romance of Hanoi. There's something old-fashioned and charming, at least to an outsider like me. In the clear early morning light, middle-aged couples twirl and dance to a boombox by the lake, while others jog and meditate.
But at the same time, I read books about Hanoi and studied books and poetry about a life in the 30s and 40s with people smoking opium, dancing, struggling to fight against the French. It's a very romanticized view of Hanoi.
The romance lingers in green French windows and balconies covered in bougainvillea. Friends and families sit on tiny red stools and share meals on the sidewalk. Vendors on bikes sell everything from flowers to burnt rice cakes. Church bells ring from a cathedral, while next door, Buddhist monks chant. Duke moved back to Vietnam from the Bay Area with his mother.
I came back here looking for community, looking for a way of life where time for friendship is very important, time for family is very important.
Of course, he found young Vietnamese had increasingly little time for any of that.
Everybody wants the iPhone, the latest iPhone. Everybody wants a car, which is why I call my bar Tadioto, which means we go by car. So we want to catch up with the world, and so you leave history behind.
And they didn't know what to make of him returning to Vietnam from America.
When I first moved here, there was a lot of questions about what I was doing. Why does he have a bar? Why does he speak foreign languages? Is he a CIA agent? What is he writing about the country? And I never got a journalist visa, which is very hurtful. And
running an art space can be tricky, navigating bureaucracy and censorship.
The government's very much there. The communist propaganda is there. You have loudspeakers on the streets, morning to night,
blaring revolutionary music. But Ho Chi Minh's country is singing a different tune these days, while Uncle Ho lies frozen in time in his mausoleum in Hanoi.
They had a survey done, and the publisher of this magazine published the result where Bill Gates was more popular than Ho Chi Minh, and he lost his job.
The ringside view of a country in transition, of a grey economy in a red state, is exciting, but Duke sometimes misses the Bay Area.
I miss my friends, I miss the sidewalk I could walk on, I miss the fog somewhat of San Francisco. But I'm afraid of Costco, of Donald Trump, of the whole election, of the stuff that's happening in America. The un-PC that's allowed to be there.
It's not really a loss of political correctness, he fears. It's the loss of civility.
Now it's just like, you know, it's okay to be rude. That's what I fear, and I don't want to go and confront it. So I haven't been back in a long time.
Instead, America comes calling, sometimes in a visitor like me, sometimes in a Vietnamese musician whistling on a street corner. and sometimes in a glass of bourbon at Tadiyoto. That was on the house on election night in America. This is Sandeep Roy in Hanoi for KALW.